Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Today is Friday, January 18th, 2019. Good morning.
Morning, Matt, man.
I'd wrote down on my day planner that today was payday, but evidently not.
Yeah. No, next week.
I thought it was today.
Next week, yeah.
Shoot.
Last week and next week.
You need a couple bucks for like a lunch or whatever?
This fat boy won't give it to you.
You're out of luck.
He ain't got it for you.
I'll tell you that, it's not.
He'll start a Patreon for me. Patreon, whatever it is. Today, we're looking at clouds this morning, but afternoon sun, which is nice. Sunshine expected later. High 58 right now. It is cloudy and 43 in Greer.
It's going to be a nice day you just described.
It sounds all right.
Yeah.
58? It sounds all right.
58's like warm in January.
And Friday.
Yeah.
I know. I already took my jacket off. Like, I took it off in the car on the way here and left it in the car.
That's good.
I mean, I got a hoodie on, too, yeah. So I did over-prepare, but it was, you know. Sorry, I need more energy. I don't feel good.
You squeeze the hell out of those suckers.
I count you them. You know how, like, when a bartender pours a drink, they'll do, like...
Oh, really?
Some will do a two or a three.
You count the squirts?
Yeah.
You got some long squirts.
Eight, in my head.
At once?
What's a big water bottle? I put in my water enhancer into my water. My energy water enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
Not in 2019 will they get free plugs.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I pay $3.99 per for them damn things.
God, even the knockoffs not that much cheaper.
Like I'm in a bar. What is it like?
Cocktail.
Some bartenders like they'll shake the hell out of that thing and they'll look at you and just smile like they don't want to break eye contact. Like, look at me, make eye contact right now. Yeah. I get this as much as you do.
I'm shaking. Look at me.
Look at me. Look at me. How the shake weight was invented.
Uh-huh.
Look at that bartender. Look how toned her forearms are. I know. Look how tall your forearm is. At least one of them.
I think you meant to say a mixologist.
Mixologist, that's right. You've watched Bar Rescue, too.
I got a mixologist you might like to meet.
They put that thing up by their head and just, they got perfect rhythm. Like, if you gave them a damn tambourine, oh, boy.
Yeah, sometimes it's like performance art with bartenders.
Well, it kind of has to
just
be.
Make a drink. Other times it's like... a dog and pony show, and then a drink at the end. It's like, you know, whatever is the
depends on the
way
bar.
To serve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like some bars, you could actually walk up to and say, give me a beer.
Yeah.
And there's really probably only one or two options, and they'll give you, and then, you know, there's some that you'll say, let me get a whiskey. And then before you do that, they've already got the shot there for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not mixologists, those are bartenders.
You just want a whiskey.
I'm with Fat Boy. There's a big difference. Now that I think about it, mixologists and bartenders, big, big difference. It's like servers and waitresses.
Bartending school, so you know what you're making with a mixologist.
You're talking in like, what, I should go there? Or
no, I mean, maybe that's the difference between a mixologist and, you know, maybe they're more professional than the show person that
when I first
cocktails.
Started working here at the Planet... doing overnight, midnight to 6 a.m.
Yeah.
There was an advertiser that was a bartending school.
That's what I was thinking
and
of.
And I used to, I swear to God, I would sit there and say, this radio thing don't work out. I might just write this number down.
Yes. Yes, we all did.
And become a graduate of something other than high school.
God, I didn't know there was a school.
Oh, yeah. I think it was in Greer. Or Taylor's Greer area. It was a bartending. It was a bartending academy.
That's it.
Bartending academy. Oh, wow.
I thought you learned on the job.
That's where it came
I guess
from.
My commercials for him didn't help him out too well.
Yeah, I guess it didn't work out.
Well, it was midnight at 6 a.m. Who was really listening except third shifters and people who were already drinking?
And Jimmy,
thank God, he would call me and talk to me about wrestling when no one else would call.
I was listening.
Yeah. Well, that was your normal hours anyway back then. Yes. That was just your normal time of being up, midnight to 6 a.m.
Yeah, it was.
You know, mixologists, they sit there and just go to town on that thing.
Yeah, do they all train for that? Or
absolutely not.
I wouldn't think they do. I think, don't you think a lot of them nowadays is on the job learning?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
I think a lot of bars, or restaurants or whatever just probably say, if you're an adult over the age of 25, you probably know how to make most drinks. And the truth of that is that's not true.
And the little cards that they have where you know how to make the drink.
The recipe cards. Yeah, it's not quite that simple anymore. People
want
infusion of cucumbers. They want – I told you the other night I went somewhere, had a jalapeno martini.
What is it? Mojito.
Mojito. Thank you. I knew it started with an M. Look at you. This is why I'll never go on a game show unless it's a partner, tag team type situation. And, it was awful. That's me talking. A lot of people love that infusion of all this stuff, but that's when it gets too much.
At that point, you know, your job extends well beyond bartending or even mixology itself because you got to start making stuff before you start bartending. You got to have this pre-made stuff so you can make these weird fusion drinks.
There used to be a restaurant in Greenville where they would actually cook the food by your table. And I'm not talking about a Brazilian steakhouse or anything like that, but like they would actually prepare your food right there by the table.
Okay.
And that used to thrill Mary. She used to think that was only a certain a certain dishes, not their entire menu. They didn't have French fryers out there and the whole thing.
That'd be awesome.
That would be one of the gets to get her out there is like, you know. And then I heard somebody the other day say, you got to go to so-and-so Spanish food place. They make the salsa. That's how they said it. They make the salsa right by the table.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't need – you know what I mean? Like, why is that a get? Why does that make you go out there? It's like the one place where you can go and watch the lady or man make tortillas.
Yeah.
Like they're in a cage or behind glass. They're behind glass back there working away, and you can sit there and look at them like they're an animal.
Yeah.
Oh, make my tortilla. Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's cool when they do the – when they make the
– it's just weird.
The guac at the table.
See, I ain't a fan of guac, but you like that? But it doesn't make you go to that restaurant, does it?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. I just think it's cool when they do it at the table because they got the mortar and pestle and all that, whatever.
Jimmy was he was talking about food trucks yesterday, and it made me think of one I haven't seen in a while. I was like, where's this food truck? And then I remembered in this particular town, this food truck was killing it. And businesses got so mad that they had them ran out of town.
How do you get them ran out of town?
It was some kind of permit they didn't have or some kind of extra tax they had to pay. But they were smoking it, man. It just set up in a parking lot for a couple hours a day selling tacos.
Oh, now you're talking about that again.
Yep. Why does that intrigue people? The fact that what if I said there was a restaurant that served the same thing? It wouldn't be as exciting as they do it inside of a truck, though.
truck.
So they make it at your table. They hover over you in an airplane and then drop the food down via parachute. Mm-hmm. And it lands on your table when you eat it. Why we got to be all thrilling when we eat?
It's so good, though. I mean, people, like the food truck that I liked in California, people would follow them. It was like a cult following. And there was a chop suey truck that I loved. I'm not kidding
Pull some of these people out of here. Traffic's ridiculous.
It's
lead them
so
to Asheville.
Dude, I drove by a high school in the upstate yesterday. And they had a food truck sitting out there. It was lunchtime. They had a food truck in the parking lot
at
of the
school?
High school. At the school, yeah. They sure did.
Fat boy, you've got some time eligibility left, don't you?
I might have to go back.
Yeah,
they owe me a half a year.
They owe you half a year. You got some eligibility left.
I mean, a diploma's not like an Eagle Scout where you're capped off at 18. You can still go back and get it. It must be nice to have a food truck for lunch, though, at high school.
Well, at high school, yeah.
We got chicken sandwiches once a month, but the markup was considerable.
Uh-oh.
It's weird how we are about the, you know what I mean? I definitely don't need to say the name if you know it. And it's not the one you're maybe even thinking about, but there was a restaurant that, again, my mama would want to go to during Christmas because of the Santa Village that they set up.
Hey, baby.
Again, if you know it, don't say it. I mean, they have great food. There's nothing bad about it. But it would literally, when December would come up on the calendar, oh, I want to go over to Blank's. Mm. And I'd be like, oh, yeah. They added a Ferris wheel to it this year, Matthew.
Get out.
Yeah. I want to stay. And then so everybody else also wants to get to see the Santa Village at this restaurant.
Yeah.
So the waiting area is full of people, and they're all gazing at the Santa's Village.
Well, hey.
That's Department 56, I think, Matthew. That one's fine. That's Lennox.
You made me think of growing up with my grandparents, if my grandpa was picking where to eat or it was something to do with him, it was always, well, 99% of the time was Quincy's. And it used to be in Anderson.
Yeah.
And then if my grandma was doing it, it used to be Morrison's at the mall.
Morrison's at the mall.
Yeah. Morrison's cafeteria.
God bless America.
But it was never, until Morrison's went out of business, it was never anywhere else.
Yeah.
God, I used to have so much Quincy's swag. I can't find it. I had a ton of stuff. Fat yeast roll pins, shirts.
Oh, my goodness.
You had fat yeast roll shirts?
I had an aunt that worked the mega bar. She got me all this stuff.
She's the reason.
They had all the stuff.
Public enemy number one is that aunt that worked at Quincy's. That's where she started. She was a yeast roll mule. She was bringing them out to him in the parking lot.
Used to go every Saturday night. Then the ones we had in school were just as good. Those rolls were the exact same. Minus the butter.
Yeah. The honey butter.
Honey butter, that was where it was at.
No.
People are testing in. Have you guys been to the place that has the choo-choo train that goes around the top of the restaurant? Yes, we have. I can speak for that ourselves.
You're talking about the same one? Yes, we have.
Yeah. I think they have it at both locations, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It doesn't go to and fro, but they have two different ones.
Oh.
Oh, what's for lunch?
Does anybody remember Duff's? Do you remember Duff's Buffet? Duff's Buffet was state of the art. Duff's Buffet used to be on Lawrence Road, the Motor Mile.
Mm-hmm.
It was right there, I think, where Audi, the car, not the grocery store.
Okay.
I say them backwards. People think we bought a car at a grocery store. Audi. Audi is the car. Audi's the car.
Yeah.
Audi tell me for real.
Audi is the store.
Audi is a car.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So Duff's was state-of-the-art buffet in that it was a big spinning Lazy Susan of food. I swear to God I'm not making this up.
It was like the
International Space System, Space Station. And it would spin, and you would go stand in a station, essentially, like a trough or like a stable. You would sit there with your plate, and as the food slowly went by with a spoon or a fork in it, you'd scoop it out on your plate. And you had to act fast.
I bet.
Because sometimes the rotation, I'm not making that up. Somebody please text the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line at 72341 and validate the spinning buffet wheel at Duff's in Greenville.
It's fun, man. I hope they had one.
In the late 80s, early, that's where I was 12 years old for like 5 years.
You didn't throw something in there and jam it for a second?
No, you couldn't. But I'd go if my daddy was beside me and then Mary or whatever, I would go around them and try to catch the red apple rings as they went around or whatever it was. The good old days. See, I came in here all, woe is me, I don't feel good. Now I feel I feel better.
You seem to be feeling better.
Just laughing. Thinking about food.
There was a place I used to want to eat as a kid that unfortunately went out of business. People
Why?
Who were, no. Yeah. That's still around.
Yeah.
It was McGuffey's. I always wanted to go to McGuffey's. But
on Congaree Road.
Yeah.
I went there, yeah.
And they had a couple in North Carolina. Apparently, they're all closed down now.
I don't know it.
Used to be right off 385 on Congaree.
I've never heard of it.
They had really good Calabash chicken.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to come to Greenville much. This was the big city.
It's like it was New York.
Yeah, it was as a kid.
Never got to come into Greenville.
It was a big deal coming here.
Now you can't wait to leave every day.
Leave.
Literally.
Got to keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh, keep it new. Well, today we have a whole lot of stuff planned for you. You know, not a whole lot of stuff. Friday's usually pretty lax. We always do a whole lot of phones. So if you know the phone numbers, you got something to talk about. Or if you don't, 1-800-774-0093. Pretty, not lax. I mean, we got a general idea. Like, we'll do the FOF line compilation today. Is that good, Fat Boy? Saucy, Sizzler?
Worst one ever.
No?
Yeah, I mean, well, awful.
No, don't say that.
It's always good.
Okay.
This one, oof, I'm telling you. You just wait and find out.
Is there a theme to it?
Not really.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But some heat.
Bunch of pissed off people.
Okay. You can still get on that, 864-241-4318. That's 864-241-4318. The FOF lines are 24/7 voicemail where you can call and go off on people and things and, you know, food served at the White House, whatever it is you want to complain
whatever
about.
Whatever you're upset about, that's the place. That's the time. That's your avenue.
Are there any furloughed government workers on there this week?
No.
Okay.
They must have.
I bet next week we'll hear from them.
Must have took their phones when they closed the government.
Actually, I hope we don't hear from them next week. I hope over the weekend they come to terms with stuff. I really do. And we got a couple games to pick for the Pigskin playoffs. Pigskin playoffs.
Two huge games. Hard to pick, too. Mm. Well, one of them. No, I know who I'm picking in both of them.
I didn't get the pick sheet again. I don't know who's playing.
Yeah. I got to rethink how I... I got some cool stats, but I don't want to give them out because I picked second.
That's true.
Well, so I don't want to influence
you'll give
anybody.
The stats out after you make your pick.
Yeah.
After we all pick. Okay.
Interesting.
So again, 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. That's true. You can tell Matt Man's hurt and he's hoping he got paid a week early. Golly. I didn't catch it up on Christmas. I made Amazon got a lot of money from me the other day. 1-800-774-0093. You can text us 72341. And we're at the Rise Guys on most of your social media touch points. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we'll be talking about Zoltan Bathory from Five Finger Death Punch and what could happen after he says, "Do you want to meet Papa Smurf?" We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
I would say Christmas movie. No, that was Bambi. Yeah, I was singing yesterday to Famous Papas. Huh. Heathcliff. God, that was gold. If y'all don't podcast the show, if you're like one of those people that's kind of like, yeah, I listen to them on the way to work, and they're real funny and everything, but yeah, I go into work. If you got a place to put in a headphone, put on headphones or listen later on the way home, text podcast to 72341 because we've had a gold mine of good radio this week, I feel like.
Absolutely. It's been real fun, real good, real upbeat, fast-tempo, funny stuff.
And... If you need a little more nudging, it's going to be a good day. We got $1,000 once an hour starting at 7 a.m. with the P1 payoff. So keep it right here. It's Friday. It's the Rise Guys. It is good.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Let's get a little personal, shall we, with Zoltan Bathory from Five Finger Death Punch. He was interviewed recently about...
What's he play? Like, what is his...
Guitar player.
Zoltan?
Zoltan.
Okay. Yes. No wonder he didn't respond. I called him Zoltar that time. And he also didn't tell me what my fortune was going to be.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, he was interviewed, and he was talking about his interesting grooming habits. So he says, back in the day, he was all about his hair, and he was asked... If he's more vain about his hair, his face, or his figure. So in this interview...
Who asked him that? Who asked a member of Five Finger Death Punch this? Was it Seacrest? Was brother Brian Seacrest the one on the metal show?
No, this was published in Louder Sound. So,
but still, though, what an awful question.
Who's asking him that question?
Well, he said...
I had to be a female reporter, otherwise, or an interviewer, otherwise they would have thrown him out. If a guy asked that backstage of Five Finger Death Punch, I would have thrown him out.
I don't think I'd ever ask those kind of questions, though. I mean...
Hell no.
Like, do you wear briefs or tighty-whities? If I said that to a guy, he would think that I wanted to
I asked Sully if he was totally shaved.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Well, he just pulled down his pants and showed
him. Oh, my goodness. You were the one backstage.
I signed a confidentiality agreement on that, too.
All right, so Zoltan said, quote, "I used to be like that about my hair, but I look like I'd been electrocuted. I had this massive afro, and it took me 5 hours to wash this effing thing. But I take care of myself. Sometimes I go to have my nails fixed. Girls like it. And you have to be groomed. I even shave the, you know, the nether region.
He said, you can say pubic hair.
The scrotum part.
Oh.
And at one point before I started to shave it, I used to dye it blue.
Oh, my God.
So the worst part is bleaching the effing thing. I was like, do you want to meet Papa Smurf? So if he says that to you, you know what's going to happen.
Well, at least he asked.
Do you want to meet Papa Smurf? And you're like, whoa, there it is. And I don't, Fat Boy, I couldn't find a picture of it to show you. I'm sorry.
I remember him now. I mean, I remember him, but I'm saying seeing the picture of him. If you'd said, oh, it's the guy with the long dreadlocks, I remembered.
Yeah.
Zoltan.
Yeah, Zoltan.
He's one of my favorites.
That's interesting because I never thought about that because men dye their hair too, but like more, obviously more women do than men. So, you know, do women, I've never thought about that.
Do they?
Especially if they're graying. Listen to me before I finish. You're already judging.
If they're graying,
if you do the top, do you all? That's an interesting thing I never thought about.
Yeah.
Have you known any women, Paige, that dyed their landing strip or any of these
diamond shapes
and things?
I know that someone had a Brazilian and she had like jewels put on some parts, like diamond stuff for
Jeez
her wedding.
Louise.
Yeah, I never saw it. I never saw it, but it was just something fancy for her. I don't know.
I knew a chick that was doing it.
Doing what?
Dyeing the...
she wasn't putting Swarovski crystals in it. Like
I don't think so.
Okay.
But she went to her doctor, and her doctor told her to quit doing it because, you know, it's like bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well,
how is it bad for... Well, I get, yeah.
Bleaching and...
I guess.
Open sore.
Harsh on that area. So to each his own.
What kind of wild colors?
Yeah, I mean, you can change it up all the time.
Yeah, you have that option.
Yeah.
What would you have said, though, Paige, because you've been backstage for them a bunch. If Zoltan said to you, hey, I want to, would you like to meet Papa Smurf? What would you say?
Me being naive, I would probably think it was a guitar.
I would think it was drugs.
Right? Papa Smurf sounds like drugs. Yeah.
Hey, you want some Papa Smurf? Like, hell yeah, yeah, dude.
No.
I would probably say, yeah, sure, I'll meet Papa Smurf, not knowing what I was in
now,
for.
Now, what about when you found out what it was? Would you say?
Zoltan?
Do you want to meet Smurfette?
No.
Yeah, you would.
I don't know.
Or do you call it Azrio?
I don't know.
Scargamel.
Ew.
You know what I mean? Hanging Brainy Smurf?
No.
That was a good one.
Smurf at
Hanging Brainy Smurf. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
I don't know them all.
That's all you, Fat Boy.
Come on.
Your rotation. Oh.
Give us some.
Let me look them up real quick.
All right. You look them up and come back.
Well, you do that. I'll move on to my next story about Netflix. They will not remove footage of a real-life train derailment from Bird Box.
Hmm.
So it's controversial, and the train derailment occurred in 2013 in Quebec, Canada. So the derailment is shown as one of the catastrophes.
Paige is upset by this movie.
Yeah,
well,
you know, I finally finished it, actually. It only took me like a month. So it's in a fictional news report, and it's just like you know, a glimpse of things that are happening around the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some people think it's distasteful because it's a real-life event, and 47 people died. And it was one of the deadliest disasters in Canada in their history. So Netflix declined to officially comment on the situation, but a spokesperson from Netflix says they're not going to edit it out of the movie.
A little late for that now.
Yeah, I mean...
Everyone's already seen it. Plus... Who would have known had they even said this? Matter of fact, I'm thinking back to the scene, like thinking, I actually thought it looked fake.
Yeah, but I mean, it all depends. Some of that footage is copywritten.
But I obviously didn't lose anybody in it, too.
Yeah.
So I could see where they would.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? This is for me, and you can put it in my will. Not you, Fat Boy. Everyone. Okay. If
I'm taking notes.
If I die in a dramatic accident,
uh-huh,
I would like that footage to be public domain.
You know, to be shown off.
You want to put it in a movie that everyone would see? Please. Just put me in the credits at the end.
Then people will know what happened. Yeah. And you'll be famous posthumously.
Yeah. In death.
Yeah. But some of the stuff from 9/11 that was first shot is copywritten, so you can't use it on another network unless you pay that person for or that company for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
So as far as
I've got
this,
many emails from Getty over the years.
Yeah. So as far as this, I don't know if they can take them to court and take it off. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they have options because they – well, I think it was just everybody was willing to go back and all the movies coming out shortly after 9/11, they went in and digitally removed the towers.
Yeah.
I remember that. They did a lot of movies back then.
Are you talking about the original footage they showed?
What? What do you mean?
In that movie?
I think the planes going in and people jumping out of the buildings were specifically harsh.
Oh,
I'm just talking about if those buildings were featured in the skyline of a movie, they'd go in and remove them.
Well,
even if it was already shot.
Yeah. But like all those documentaries and stuff about 9/11 or whatever, like that's the only footage there is I know that one scene. Mm-hmm. I could see the point of view in my head. And I've seen that in movies. I saw it in the Nicolas Cage 9/11 movie. It's that same footage.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that before. But it almost be in bad taste to recreate it.
See, it's kind of the same thing with Canada.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. It's also kind of telling a story everybody already knows, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gargamel.
I was going to say that one.
Now, come on.
And that one.
Can you say really? That?
Well, you could just say Handy Smurf and everybody get the same
That's
thing.
Cute. All right, then.
Well, maybe. You hope they would.
Yeah, they consider the source. They'll be fine with it.
They're the same people that played the game. Then why not
get it? They realize who said it, and then they'll figure it out real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Might need a little nudge.
All right, then. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Fatboy, what is going on in sports? Football is just heating up.
I'm going to use Big Brown as an example for this. He's a huge Panthers fan.
Big P1, too.
You ever wonder, like Big Brown, how much time do you spend on the Panthers? We have that data now.
Oh, great.
For him specifically?
Well, just the average, the NFL fan.
Okay.
You look at a guy, you're like, man, he's really into the Cowboys or whatever. We'll tell you how much time he spends talking.
Thinking.
All that stuff about the NFL and his team. It's interesting, man.
What about with the national championship car magnets? How long do those stay on? Do we look at them the same way we look as Christmas lights and, jack-o'-lanterns and stuff? How long do you keep the magnet on there?
Until you win the next one next year, baby.
Is that the rule?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Until you lose it, I guess. You're the defending magnet football champions.
Yeah,
until
I take it.
Pretty much, yeah. You got yeah, until you lose it.
All right. I'm going to get Jimmy on an IV.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's right.
Sorry, I was stammering.
Yeah, see? All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys and $1,000 with the P1 payoff. It's Friday, everybody.
Invading your ear holes. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3. The Planet Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
You killing me.
Well, it ain't working.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Come on now. I got to save some of these lungs. Big NFL stat. This here says, according to a survey, doesn't say who conducted the survey or whatnot, but it says here, I thought these were intangibles, but this measures an NFL fan's fandom.
Oh, great.
Yeah, some of this stuff might surprise you, and it might not.
Now, before we start, Fatboy, you still claim the Raiders as
oh,
your
yeah,
coach? Always, right?
Oh, yeah. Three okay. number one picks next year going to Super Bowl.
Because it's changed over the years. I just wanted to verify that so far this year, it has not changed.
Yeah, appreciate you bringing that up, though.
Well, it's interesting.
It is, it is.
It's interesting how a grown man's fandom for an NFL team has wavered.
Look on the desk. I got a mug and a spiky ball.
Well, I gave one of them to you.
Says here the average NFL fan dedicates 46 hours a month to their team. Now you got to think, you have the NFL Network now. There's always something going on.
How many hours are in a month?
I don't know.
720.
You got to account for the leap year and all that junk too, right? It further breaks down. It says that now this includes thinking, talking, or reading about the team. Stuff you think would be called intangibles. So I don't see how they're measurables. But 84% of fans said they drop everything when their team is playing and they'll watch the game. No matter what they got going on, they'll make it a point to go check them out. 79% of fans have rooted for the same team since they were a kid. Still carrying through.
This one, man, there's some weird stats.
I know. This one might shock you.
That's where you get the thing about the guy trying to listen to the game while he's at his daughter's wedding or church or something or a funeral.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to listen in with the earbuds in and trying to watch it on his phone nowadays.
Jeez.
41% have watched every single one of their team's games this year. Now, that includes getting a package because, you know, if you're an out-of-market team fan,
yeah,
you're not going to get every game unless you pay extra. That's nuts. I used to be that guy. All that stuff. But I was like that with all the teams. I felt like I had to know everything about every team. But when you get to a certain point, what's all that knowledge for?
You literally wanted to watch every football game.
Yes. Basketball, too.
But, Fatboy, you don't, like, listen to, like, Raider fan podcasts, or you don't, like, go look at Raider fan nation message boards. Like, there, I mean, so you're not that involved. Like, what would you say yours would be other than watching the game and doing... Do you actually prepare for sports on the show here, or do you?
It's different now, man, because it's like I don't watch it from like a – I watch it from a betting angle. Which games can I make money on?
Oh, I said betting. I thought you meant like which angle you could lay in the bed and watch it.
Well, that too.
But
I like it with a nice down comforter, nice duvet cover.
Yeah.
Let me show you a cool picture. Now, I don't know how long this took to make, but some kids at a school in Massachusetts, I believe, put together a Lego picture of, I don't know how you'd have to draw it up first, but it looks like a picture, but it's Legos of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Legos.
But they're one person.
You say Lego.
All right, Lego, whatever the hell. Just look
nobody
picture.
Says Lego. Holy moly, that's incredible.
Oh, wow.
They made Tom Brady's face out of Legos. Or Legos.
It's like he said, it's like a mesh of Brady and Belichick is one face.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. How the hell do you do that?
It's like a dolly.
Lego art, man.
You're talking about Parton?
No, Salvador.
Oh, let's see.
It morphs into different things.
Oh, yes.
God almighty. I'll have to put that on Planet Facebook because that's interesting if you've never seen it before. But there's a ton of Legos, man. Don't know how long it took to construct.
Is that like the off-brand of Legos? Legos.
You know what? Just
I've never in my life heard anybody say that. Have you ever heard anybody call them Legos? Legos? Of course, I don't know Aldi from Aldi, so what am I saying?
Here's a... this might make you laugh. I don't know. Some people are clowning them pretty hard. But you remember a couple years ago, might have been a few years ago, Jonathan Martin, he said he got bullied by Richie Incognito.
Oh, yeah.
Ended up leaving.
I know that story more when you mention Incognito, because that's the name that...
That's a hell of a name.
Like, is that, you got to wonder, through time, is that where the name came from? He's going in Incognito. That meant, you know, like a ninja sliding into town.
Yeah.
His last name should have been Lego.
Yeah.
It's the Lego, the other brand, the I guess more affordable alternative, Mega Bloks.
Mega Bloks.
Mega Bloks. I couldn't think of it for a few seconds.
Mega Bloks is going to be at Monster Jam, I read.
Mega Bloks, yeah.
So if you remember a while, Jonathan Martin's going on trial now because the picture he posted, if I remember right, the Instagram post was a picture of a gun, like maybe it was an assault rifle. Cause
I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was something along those lines. That his lawyer says wasn't really directed at anybody or trying to hurt anybody. But it says here that Incognito found out about the post, and then he hopped in a car with his dad and his brother and his dog and drove 2 hours to meet an FBI agent at a safe house where he hid out at.
Holy moly.
When he found out about the post. Now, people are clowning him about that. That's what they're making fun of Incognito for.
Wow.
But he's got a history of, I guess you could say, mental issues, too. So I don't know if you can really like clown anybody for the whole thing's weird.
If you're of the age of 25, you have a history of mental issues. Yeah. If you've lived that long, you've dealt with something. I got mental issues. Hell, I can speak for the third of the room.
I know I do.
But this guy was kind of off the deep end.
Boy.
All the concussions too. I mean, good God.
Yeah.
People were afraid, you know, Jonathan Martin was going to do something because, you know, the quote unquote bullying.
I guess Richie Incognito was legit scared of the guy.
He was.
At least at that moment.
If you go into an FBI safe house, which I don't even see how that's an option.
What was the guy's name for Notre Dame that got catfished?
Manti Te'o.
There we go. Okay. Those names that like came and like went so fast. What's Manti Te'o doing now?
I think he plays for the Saints, right?
Does he really?
I think so.
Jesus.
He was a Charger, and that didn't work out.
Yeah, he is a Saint.
Manti Te'o. What about Jeremy Lin? He's still in the NBA?
He's a Hawk.
Damn.
Yep.
Lin's sanity's not running wild, though, anymore, I guess.
Eh, off the bench.
Mm.
I'll tell you this real quick.
Dominique Wilkins still playing?
They got a statue of him. That's what you mentioned, basketball. Enes Kanter. We told you that he's Turkish, and he didn't go to London to play for the Knicks because he thought somebody was going to assassinate him from his country.
Yeah.
Because he's outspoken against the Turkish government. Well, it's like the Turkish president's right-hand man now is Hito Turkoglu,
mm-hmm.
who used to play in the NBA, which is kind of odd. They're going back and forth at each other. So now,
why do you think that's odd? Our president used to have a reality show.
I don't know. I didn't think Turkoglu was at. But you know, Manny Pacquiao is a senator, right, in the Philippines.
Yeah,
true.
You make a strong point there, Matt. Man,
that was, he's like, "Wow, it's weird. He used to be in the NBA. Yeah. Now look at ours.
Someone will
ours used to have a board game and a steak company.
So, in
ties.
He didn't go on the trip because he thought they'd assassinate him. So now the Turkish government said that Enes Kanter is a part of a terrorist group. He has terrorist ties. So they've officially asked the United States to extradite him to Turkey.
God, you'll never see him again. Buy his autographs now.
He's going to go. God. Evidently, they can't expedite you here unless it's a crime they could charge you with here.
Like Jimmy said yesterday, the Saudis should get him for him. Saudis can come in and get anything.
Whatever they want to get done, they get it done, yeah. Man.
Give them some oil, and they'll come over here and get you for them, Turkey.
They got all the oil.
He's damn near a seven-footer, so it's not like he can hide out many places.
He needs large places to hide out.
Say it's a bear taxidermy or something.
Lego.
Legos. Is that the key word?
I can't tell you.
All right, we'll get the key word in just a second. The P1 payoff, $1,000. Get ready to text that keyword right after this. Morning, everybody.
Hey, this is Jeremy Clements, driver of the number 51 of the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and you're listening to the Rise Guys.
All right, let's get it on!
It's on 93.3, The Planet Rock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.